Listener-supported KFUO invites you to listen live to our annual Share-a-thon. It's your opportunity to show your support to KFUO. If you can't join us live, please prayerfully consider supporting us by calling 314-996-1518 and asking about our giving levels. You can also click the Give Now button on our webpage. Share-a-thon 2017, April 20th, 21st, and 22nd.
Welcome back to Faith and Family. I'm Andy Bates. Did you know that April is National Volunteer Month? Joining me in studio today, Maureen Lenz. She's the Volunteer Coordinator at the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod International Center. Maureen, welcome back to Faith and Family.
Thank you for having me.
April is Volunteer Month, is that right?
It is. We are really very excited this year. We have had 39 volunteers through Volunteer Connection serve at the Lutheran Church at the International Center. They have volunteered over 1,787 hours in 1 year.
Wow.
And that's just one group of our volunteers. And so it's just so awesome to see how personally invested they are. When you look at the financial savings, which is always an important factor, you know, those volunteers have saved the Lutheran Church over 41,000. And again, this is just a small group of volunteers that, you know, really are committed to their time here.
And that's just here at the International Center. I mean, when you look at the church at large and the way that people serve in a variety of ways, giving up, giving of their time, it's exponentially bigger.
Oh, without a doubt. And I think that's really one of the important things today is to really be able to share with individuals who serve at the congregations how grateful we are, because the individuals who serve are very reliant on people doing all the different tasks to make the church grow. You know, we also have a lot of ministries here that are supported through our national and international ministries that, you know, serve in the U.S. as well as abroad. And again, it just extends our reach that we wouldn't be able to do without the volunteer service. So again, we are so very grateful for all their efforts and just to know that they are truly, truly appreciated.
Well, tell me about some of the volunteers that serve here at the International Center.
Sure. We have volunteers who come in on a regular basis. So weekly, they have different tasks. They're assigned to different ministries. We try and connect them with their interests. So if they are very passionate about supporting missionaries in foreign countries, we can connect them with our international missions, or we can connect them with our various Together in Mission or Senders programs. So we also do data entry. We do a lot of thank you phone calls to our donors, just to really let them know that, you know, their efforts make a big difference in us being able to do the work. You know, we do have other volunteers who come in on a monthly or quarterly basis. We have projects where we stuff mailings. When you have over 6,000 congregations to send to, you know, that's a lot of work.
Sure.
So our volunteers so joyfully give their time. It's a great opportunity for them to get together and have fellowship and catch up on what's going on in their congregation and, you know, just to be surrounded by people who have the same values and interests. I think, too, because they know that what they are doing is saving us staff some time to do other things. And I know that they find great purpose and great value in what they do.
And as you pointed out, when they come to the IC to volunteer, not only are they coming in stuffing envelopes or preparing for a mailing, but there's fellowship that happens during that time as well. There are relationships that are built. They get to know one another, or maybe they are already friends before they come here to the IC to volunteer. But it's what seems like perhaps mundane tasks to some. Yeah, maybe it is, but there's so much more to it than that. Than just this task of stuffing envelopes, which seems relatively simple. But when, as you said, when it's such a large stack of envelopes, it takes a lot of hands, a lot of time.
You know, the thing about coming if you come with a group that you know, you're continuing to invest in that group. But it is fascinating that when individuals come to serve, we have people who maybe have lived in other states, and you find, oh, I've lived there too, mm-hmm. and you know common people, and or my kids went to that same school. There's a lot of really great connections that, again, continue to foster those relationships. One of the other really nice things that I think that we offer to keep people engaged and really help them feel further invested in their service here, we offer a fellowship every quarter. We share different things from the different mission field. So, for instance, we've done Skype where we've talked to missionaries in different countries, which how fascinating is that to get to learn about other cultures, and also to get to learn about the new programming that we have here or what other opportunities other ministries have to offer. It's been kind of fun. We've had some of our Volunteer Connection volunteers take up opportunities to go on a Mercy medical trip. So coming in, you have so many more opportunities that maybe you didn't know about. One of our volunteers was very interested in KFUO, and he had the opportunity to come and share his story. So mm-hmm. it's amazing what kind of opportunities open up through their service here.
As they get connected, they find a way to serve. What have you learned about our volunteers as you know, they're getting connected, getting involved? You learn more about them. I'm sure one of the perhaps common threads among many of them is that they have the gift of time. That's one of the gifts they have, is the time that they can come and spend some time here at the International Center and serve others.
Absolutely. Again, I think that it's one of the common threads. They all have the gift and values of faith. They are motivated to love and serve the Lord and to further their mission and their part, their role in furthering the mission of the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod. I think that they are all seeking to provide meaningful opportunities to be able to share their various talents and times mm-hmm. That, you know, we don't know that we need until the need arrives. So I think that's kind of fun to see how things work. The other thing, I think a lot of people build a lot of relationships between staff and the volunteers. It is very fun because I think the staff really look forward to the volunteers coming, not only for the help and assistance, but the camaraderie. Someone who's really invested in what they truly are passionate about. I think those are some of the unknown blessings mm-hmm. that kind of come about.
Some of the volunteers, many of the volunteers may have the gift of time because they have retired.
Absolutely.
And so that means that they bring experience with them from previous careers and vocations as well. What are some of the most unique skill sets that you've seen that have come to you as volunteers with Volunteer Connection?
Wow, this has been one of those fascinating opportunities for me. We have been working on our worship library, and who would have known that there was all different languages in the library? And that we've been really very fortunate that many of the volunteers have had another language under their belts, that it was like, ooh, I would never have known that. You know, we've had people that are bringing experience from marketing. We have people that are teachers who have experience in curriculum and education. You know, we have a lot of people who have been in computer jobs where they're like, can we streamline this process? Have you thought about this? Those kind of opportunities are valuable. And I think that's one of the nice things about, you know, volunteering here is that that's kind of a thing that we embrace, you know, because again, there's so much to do. And if there's ways that we can kind of help streamline that process, we're all for finding out ways to do it better.
Well, tell me how one gets connected with Volunteer Connections, how they get connected with opportunities to serve as a volunteer here at the LCMS International Center.
Well, if they would like to serve here at the International Center, they would call me. My number is 314-996-1629. And what we would do is we would talk a little bit about what they're interested in doing, what their background is, and how they would like to serve. We would learn a little bit more about, you know, their background as far as, well, I really love doing data entry, or I have this language. How could we use this skill? Or I'm very passionate about this particular area of the world. How can I help? And so I think that is a very important thing, is having a conversation, because it's one thing to give of your time, but you really, it's so important to make sure it's a meaningful experience, because you want to know that your time is well spent and that you're really going to have an impact on the, on what you do.
Can you give that phone number for us one more time? Absolutely. For those who might like to come volunteer?
It's 314-996-1629.
Good. Maureen, it's always a pleasure to talk with you about volunteer opportunities through Volunteer Connections here at the LCMS International Center. And happy Volunteer Month as well.
Yes. Well, thanks again to everybody who helps us, because without you, there's many things that we would not be able to do.
Much thanks to our volunteers. Maureen Lenz, Volunteer Coordinator for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod International Center. Thanks so much for coming over and visiting with me today.
Thank you again.
Coming up in just a little bit, Share-a-thon 2017, just around the corner. We'll talk with our friends, our team here at Worldwide KFUO, about what you can expect with Share-a-thon 2017.